A shortage of immigration court judges and a huge backlog of immigrant-related cases in the U.S. isn't new. Arizona and other border states have been dealing with the challenge for several years. Since Donald Trump became president, the Department of Justice took steps to temporarily reassign judges in the attempt to reduce pressure on the overloaded court system. But a Politico article reports on the results of a FOIA request that reveal a lot more going on behind the scenes. To learn more, I'm joined by Heidi Altman. She's Director of Policy for the National Immigrant Justice Center. Now, Heidi, there seems to be a disconnect. Why has this not helped the backlog in adding more judges?
There is this really devastating shortage of judges. There is this backlog that is having really serious consequences on individual lives and the ability to reach closure and gain protection in the United States. But I think what happened here is that the administration really quickly and in a rushed way and sort of typically not consulting with experts in the agency who actually would have understood what would have been an impactful way to go about this, instead went about what they saw as a fix that ended up being not only really chaotic and haphazard, but I would argue also really intentionally sort of tossing due process rights out the window for political ends.
Is there a question, though, based on what you have found, that if it had been approached in a more organized, sensible way, that it could have actually worked? Has this actually made the problem, which was already daunting, worse?
Yeah, it's definitely made the problem worse. And so I would try to drill down into two different aspects of your question. I think the first question is, what is the goal? We would have urged the administration to address a different goal, and that would have been a goal of really actually reforming and fixing this immigration court system that has been in crisis for many, many years now, and restoring independence and judicial autonomy to an agency that is, you know, comprised of judges making decisions every day. Instead, I think it's clear now in these FOIA documents really just confirm what we suspected, which is that the goal the administration is pursuing here is just massive numbers of deportations, expedited in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I think the irony in these FOIA documents is that they didn't even go about pursuing their own goal in an effective manner, but certainly made the problem that we have identified and many, many other immigrant advocates have identified with regard to the backlog and the due process crisis in the immigration courts much, much worse, to the tune of more than 20,000 unnecessary case continuances.
And based on these internal memos you were able to take a look at based on the FOIA request, does it seem as though there is an honest assessment? Is there surprise expressed that this big plan that was being pursued really was not coming to fruition?
I don't think that any of the longtime, you know, professional employees of the Executive Office for Immigration Review were surprised. I think that they weren't consulted, and that's really, or at least weren't consulted in a meaningful way. And I think that that's apparent in the way that this rolled out, and that you really have the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's sort of political anti-immigrant agenda driving the functioning of the immigration courts, which is, of course, really backward. And, you know, that to us, that's the most concerning piece, that the Executive Office for Immigration Review is a system of courts. It should have one primary mission, and that mission should be the fair adjudication of cases in compliance with due process rights and in compliance with our international obligations to protect asylum seekers. And instead, you know, what we see in these documents is an attempt to subvert that goal and instead replace it with the administration's political agenda.
Where does this leave immigrants? And where does this leave the judges who were sent to adjudicate and found themselves in, it seems, a strange position themselves?
Yeah, very strange position. Well, I'll answer your first question first. I think in terms of where does this leave the immigrants, non-citizens, you know, it's easy to, I think, get caught up in like the numbers and the data surrounding this. But behind it, there are these really significant human costs that we see impacting our clients. There's a lot of emotional heft behind this, right? Immigration court cases, a lot of the immigration judges refer to them as, in some cases, death penalty cases. Because when you go to immigration court, if you're seeking asylum, whether or not you're granted asylum will determine whether or not you're sent back to a country where you could be killed. And so for individuals to be ready and prepared for their final hearing date, and they're going to get that closure and that protection that they are so desperately awaiting, to all of a sudden find out, you know, the day before the hearing or the day of the hearing, that actually that decision is getting pushed off for another 2 years.
Heidi Altman is Director of Policy for the National Immigrant Justice Center. More than